thunder! There's a big rain coming. In the long-forgotten 1964 musical 110 in the Shade, all anybody wants is rain. Literal and metaphorical. The tiny town of Three Point, a tight-knit community of farmers, ranchers, and other decent folk, has been suffering through a long heat wave. And for Lizzie, the lonely dreamer whose future seems to offer nothing but a life of caring for her father and two cowboy brothers, her own romantic dry spell looks unlikely to end anytime soon either. Lizzie isn't looking for much. Just a good plain man who loves her for who she is. Even that may be unrealistic, according to her loving but unsentimental family, who worry that Lizzie's plain looks and outspoken demeanor will turn away the local sheriff, File, who may be the last available single man in town. Now running at Petaluma's Cinnabar Theater, under the direction of Ellie Lichtenstein with musical direction by Mary Chun, 110 in the Shade is one of those old-fashioned musicals that really does seem old. The datedness of the material, with songs featuring Lizzie fretting over becoming an old maid, musical numbers built around the women folks' eagerness to feed and pamper all the hard-working, hungry men, the play's unironic embrace of pre-feminist American life does seem a bit crusty and dusty around the edges. Still, the 50-year-old artifact of a bygone era has been given a warm and affectionate staging at Cinnabar, making a pleasant experience out of what is ultimately a pretty weak script. Based on Richard Nash's celebrated 1954 play, The Rainmaker, 110 in the Shade was created by Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, the duo behind the far more tuneful show, The Fantastics. With a book by Nash adapting his own script, 110 was a modest hit when it first appeared, running more than a year on Broadway. But the show quickly faded away. And now it comes to Petaluma. The story, stretched out a bit to include Jones and Schmidt songs, follows the same plot as The Rainmaker. In the midst of a stultifying heatwave, a silver-tongued con man named Starbuck appears in town, promising that for $100 he will make it rain within 24 hours. Played with a gleeful sense of sleazeball charm and a lightning bolt charge of self-confidence by Tim Niffin, Starbuck quickly captures the imaginations of everyone in town. Everyone, that is, but Lizzie and her skeptical brother Noah. Lizzie, played well by opera singer Kelly Britt, eventually warms to Starbuck's wily charms, especially when he sets out to convince Lizzie that she is far more beautiful and desirable than she or anyone else has ever noticed. Before Starbuck's 24 hours are up, Lizzie will undergo a profound personal awakening that takes everyone, her father, brothers, and especially herself, by surprise. But it takes a long time to get there. Jones and Schmidt's songs are pretty, but instantly forgettable, disappearing from memory as fast as a drop of water on a frying pan. Still, there are marvelous moments here, including Starbuck's big sales pitch number, well staged by Lichtenstein, through to Lizzie's spectacular, beautifully acted second act moment of self-discovery. As Lizzie finally begins to see her own inner worth and beauty, Britt actually transforms before our eyes, somehow glowing with delighted confidence and power. It's a spectacular moment. The story may be thin, the ideas may be a bit creaky and old, the songs may not be very memorable, but that one charming and magical transformation might be impossible to forget. 110 in the Shade runs through September 2nd at Cinnabar Theater. Visit cinnabartheater.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.